Exactly which item of... Something extremely important will be taking place there in a few weeks, said Lord Vetinari. Something which, I have to add, is vital to the future prosperity of Ankh Morpork. The crowning of the Low King, said Carrot. Vimes stared from him to the patrician and back again. Is there some kind of circular that goes around which doesn't get as far as me? He said. The dwarf community has been talking about little else for months, sir. Really? Said Vimes. You mean the riots? Those fights every night in the dwarf bars? Captain Carrot is correct, Vimes. It will be a grand occasion, attended by representatives of many governments, and from various Uberwald principalities, of course, because the Low King only rules those areas of Uberwald that are below ground. His favour is valuable. Borogravia and Genua will be there, without a doubt, and probably even Klatch.
Klatch? But they're even further from Uberwald than we are. What are they bothering to go for?
He paused for a moment and then added,
Ha, I'm being stupid. Where's the money?
I beg your pardon, Commander?
That's what my old sergeant used to say when he was puzzled, sir. Find out where the money is and you've got it half solved.
Vetinari stood up and walked over to the big window with his back to them. A large country, Uberwald, he said, apparently addressing the glass. Dark, mysterious, ancient.
Huge untapped reserves of coal and iron ore, said Carrot. And fat, of course. The best candles, lamp oils and soap come ultimately from the Schmalzberg deposits.
Why? We've got our own slaughterhouse, haven't we?
Ankh Morpork uses a great many candles, sir.
It certainly doesn't use much soap, said Vimes.
There are so many uses for fats and tallow, sir, we couldn't possibly supply ourselves.
Ah, said Vimes. The patrician sighed. Obviously I hope that we may strengthen our trading links with the various nations within Uberwald, he said. The situation there is volatile in the extreme. Do you know much about Uberwald, Commander Vimes?
Vimes, whose knowledge of geography was microscopically detailed within 5 miles of Ankh Morpork, and merely microscopic beyond that, nodded uncertainly.
Only that it's not really a country, said Vimes. It's rather more what you get before you get countries, said Carrot. It's mainly fortified towns and fiefdoms with no real boundaries and lots of forest in between. There's always some sort of feud going on. There's no law apart from whatever the local lords enforce, and banditry of all kinds is rife.
So unlike the home life of our own dear city, said Vimes, not quite under his breath. The patrician gave him an impassive glance.
In Uberwald, the dwarfs and trolls haven't settled their old grievances, Carrot continued. There are large areas controlled by feudal vampire or werewolf clans, and there are also tracts with much higher than normal background magic. It is a chaotic place indeed, and you'd hardly think you're in the century of the fruit bat. It is to be hoped that things will improve, however, and Uberwald will happily be joining the community of nations.
Vimes and Vetinari exchanged looks. Sometimes Carrot sounded like a civics essay written by a stunned choir boy.
Well put, said the patrician at last, but until that joysome day, Uberwald remains a mystery inside a riddle wrapped in an enigma.
Let me see if I've got this right, said Vimes. Uberwald is like this big suet pudding that everyone suddenly noticed, and now with this coronation as an excuse, we've all got to rush there with knife, fork and spoon to shovel as much on our plates as possible.
Your grasp of political reality is masterly, Vimes. You lack only the appropriate vocabulary. Ankh Morpork must send a representative, obviously. An ambassador, as it were.
You're not suggesting I should go to this affair, are you? Said Vimes.
Oh, I couldn't send the commander of the city watch, said Lord Vetinari. Most of the Uberwald countries have no concept of a modern civil peacekeeping authority.
Vimes relaxed. I'm sending the Duke of Ankh instead. Vimes sat bolt upright.
They are mostly feudal systems, Vetinari went on. They set great store by rank.
I'm not being ordered to go to Uberwald.
Ordered, Your Grace?
Vetinari looked shocked and concerned. Good heavens, I must have misunderstood Lady Sybil.